I am independently wealthy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with something very important to think about. I am independently wealthy. Now, everyone on the face of the earth would love to be independently wealthy. Everyone would love to enjoy wealth beyond measure. Everyone would like to be able to buy what they want to buy when they want to buy it. They'd all like to be able to give a gift if they want to give a gift. They'd like to go and be foolish if they'd like to be foolish, and also be normal. Be normal, be normal. Now, how does this go about? How does it go about that people are normal like this? How do people go about being the ordinary people that they are, the fantastic people that they are, and enjoy the abundance that we are? Because you see, we are abundantly created. Every cell of our body is superfluous. It isn't necessary, but we have it, and we enjoy it, and we live with it, and we do all sorts of great things. Now, every cell on every, what try and say, piece of sand on the seashore, it's extra unnecessary, you know? It's there, and it's there, and it's there, and it's totally unnecessary. But it's there in abundance. Every star in the sky, it's not necessary for the world to turn, for the stars to be in the sky. The only necessary thing is for my consciousness to be me, because you see, that's all that matters. Now, where do I go from there? Where do I go from there? That's a very good question, isn't it? Where do I go from being me and being the allness and all that sort of good stuff and having independent abundance, having independent wealth? Well, for some reason, as I grew up and as the world turned, for some reason, the thought, the attitude seemingly is there that I am limited. It seems as though I'm told I have to get out and work for a living. I have to get out and do important things. I have to get out and make things happen. And isn't that exciting? The crazy thing is, I believe that. And I act upon that. And I pretend that that is what I must do. And so I go out and work for a living. I go out and do my very utmost and try to bring in things. Whereas, really, all that independent wealth is being myself and having fun. Because when I am myself and have fun, everything works out just beautiful. When I'm having fun, when I'm being myself and having fun, I have the amount of money that I need for any purpose. When I'm being myself and having fun, I do not worry one instant about where the money's coming from. I do not worry one instant about how much money I'll have. All I concern myself with is that I am being myself and having fun. Now, you say that's independently wealthy? Well, that's a step toward it. You see, when you don't need anything, you seem to have everything. When you don't want anything, you seem to have everything. This is just the way the story goes. Strange as it may seem, this is the way the story goes. How do we get into the consciousness of abundance? How do we get into the consciousness of changing our attitude from what it was in the past to what it must be so that I can enjoy abundance? What do I have to do? Well, what we have to do is to just change our thinking. And we have to take our thinking and throw it away and start with a new thinking. Well, if you are able to do that, you're a better person than I am. I have not met a person in my entire lifetime who was able to throw something away and start something new. The people who are successful at going into the ideal self of themselves, of moving into who they really are the people who get a brilliant idea and go for it. They get a brilliant thought and go for it. They think, wow, that's what I'm going to do. You say, let's go dancing. Let's go to the theater. Let's go for a walk. Hey, I like that. Let's go and have a barbecue. Let's go and, you see, so you just sort of let go. You don't say, well now, as soon as I finish this, let's go do that, or after I finish reading this book, we'll go do that, or as soon as mom comes, then we'll go and do that. As soon as this happens, we'll go and do that. Every time we put something like that in the way, it's an obstacle. It's an obstacle that keeps us from being ourselves and having fun. Now, you can be yourself and have fun in an instant. It just takes an instant. You be yourself and have fun, and you bring magic into life. You bring the ideal into life, and you start being excited about what life has to offer you, and life has so much to offer you. Now, how do you get going in that level of consciousness? Well, you get going in that level of consciousness by thinking to yourself positive, wonderful thoughts. I talked to a young lady this morning, and she had a bit of toughness in her life from time to time, and she was always her own worst enemy. And she couldn't figure out why she was her own worst enemy. Well, it turns out that she has a big mouth. She goes around telling everybody all her dreams, telling everybody all her desires, telling everybody all her goals, and these people come up with, yeah, sure, okay, yeah, someday you might do that. when it's a cold day in hell, then you'll do that. Well, you don't want people thinking those negative type thoughts. So you only tell yourself. And you tell yourself how wonderful you are. You tell yourself how beautiful you are. You tell yourself how intelligent you are. You tell yourself all these wonderful, wonderful thoughts. We have everyone on campus saying, I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. And you see, these are very non-offensive phrases. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. You can't get mad at I like me. You know, it's okay. You can't get mad at I am divine order, that you place yourself in divine order to enjoy all that divine order is. You can't get mad at that. And I am peace. You know, hey, cool. That is something that is desirable for every one of us. I am peace. And you see, when you get those things going, then you get a program going for yourself that says to yourself just how wonderful you are. And when you do that, then you can enter into anything that you wish. You can enter into perfect health. Because when you think about your health, as you are saying these three affirmations, I like me, I am divine order, I am peace, there's no objection. See, you've already got the program going on your behalf. There's no objection, and you feel very good about it. Okay? Now, what's next? Next we say, I am divine order, and there's no objection about that. And I am peace. Now, that's the desire of everyone everywhere. Okay, now, when you have these three attitudes going, it's not against anything, it's not for anything, it's just a recognition of that truth about yourself that is pretty wonderful. So then you begin to say, I am independently wealthy. Whoa-wee. Does that bring up some sparkles? Does that bring up some firecrackers? Does that bring up some objections? I am independently wealthy. Well, I'm independently wealthy. If I'm independently wealthy, then I want to be able to go buy a new car. I want to go and buy a new house. I want to go buy clothing. I want to go buy. Well, when you are independently wealthy, you have no desire to buy anything because you are everything. You see, with the consciousness of independently wealthy, being independently wealthy, with that consciousness, you have no desire to do anything except just to be and have fun. Because when you choose something, you just choose it. And you don't choose it because you don't have it. You don't choose it because you want it and need it. You just choose it because you enjoy it. It's a pleasant thing. Oh, I saw a lovely hat in the store the other day, a woman said, and I thought it was so delightful. I went in and tried it on. Hey, it just was me, and I kept it. I bought it. Well, you see, she didn't need it. She didn't want it. She didn't go searching for it. She just saw what was delightful to her, and then she bought it. Now, can she afford to buy that hat? Yes, no, doesn't matter. She went in there, saw the hat, and it was her, and everything was there for her to buy it. Everything was there for her to enjoy it and keep it. Now, you see, when everything is there for her to buy it, enjoy it, and keep it, then it was hers. She didn't go saying, I haven't got a hat, and I want that hat, and that hat would look so good on me, and when I go here or there. She just said, hey, that hat's me. And she went in there and tried it on and bought it. Now, I'm not suggesting to any of us that we go and spend beyond our budget. I just say, go and spend. You say, I'm independently wealthy. Go and do the thing that appeals to you. And as you do this, you'll find that the money is there for it. And I spend within my budget. I spend within my money that I have at hand. If it's not in my checkbook, if it's not in my credit card, if it's not in my budget for whatever period of time I'm buying or spending, I don't do it. I have no desire for it. There's no desire in me for something that's beyond whatever my budget is. So, then as I live in the consciousness of wealth, I find that my budget keeps increasing, that the money at hand keeps increasing, that every time I turn around, I have more and more abundance. Now, that's talking just money. But let's talk beyond just money. We talk into perfect health. That's a wonderful abundance, isn't it? That's wonderful wealth. The wealth of perfect health. I have beautiful friends around me. That's the wealth of relationships. I have all of the circumstances in my life that are harmonious and uplifting and joyous, and I feel good, good, good about it. Yes, that's living in the consciousness of wealth. How do we live in this consciousness of wealth? We live in this consciousness of wealth by saying, I like me, I am divine order, I am peace. Now you say, my goodness, Herb, you're giving us a lot of steps here. There's a lot of steps we have to remember. No, it's not a lot of steps you have to remember. Not a lot of steps you have to remember. It's just a few steps to do. And what are those steps? The steps are one letter, one word, not one letter, but one word with three letters. N-O-W. Live in the now. When you live in the now, when I live in the now, I live in such glorious abundance. I live in such marvelous feelings of perfection and harmony and peace and goodness. I live in this feeling that all is in divine order. I feel so good about everything. It is just really wonderful. I live in the consciousness of wealth. You see, I don't try to get out of the consciousness of poverty. I don't try to get out of the consciousness of lack. I don't try to get out of the consciousness of anything else. I just get into the consciousness that I choose to have. And see, it's less of a difficult task to get into something than it is to get out of something. For when we get out of something, we have to always have that memory in our mind that that's who we were and that's what we did, and maybe there's a little bit hanging on in there too. And we don't need that in our consciousness. Our attitude is the most important, wonderful thing that we have in our possession. We can have this attitude, which covers all of the issues that we have at hand, if we choose to. The issue might be, I like me, I like me, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm divine order, I am peace, I have everything I enjoy, I am the flow. You see, when we have, or when I have, this attitude, then everything that I choose just manifests for me in great abundance and great joy, and I have no need to be concerned about anything. You say, well, sure, when you got money, you have no need to be concerned about anything. That's true. Hey, hey, hey. Money is not the thing that gives you no need to concern yourself about anything. A lot of people have money and they worry about more. A lot of people have money and they worry that someone's going to try to steal it from them. A lot of people have money and they worry about how to spend it. A lot of people have money and they worry about their relatives coming in and wanting some of their money, their friends coming in and wanting some of their money. And rather than giving abundantly and joyously to whomever they choose, they feel limited by it. Well, now, where do we stand in that? Where do I stand in that? Do I think that just because someone wants something from me that I have to give it to them? No. Do I share abundantly of what I have? Yes, I do. And as I share abundantly of what I have to do, do I put limits on it? My wife would oftentimes say, hey, I need some more money. And so, give her some more money. And then she'd go and she'd say, I need to have my teeth fixed. And I'd say, super. And so she'd go and have her teeth fixed. But on the way, she decided, nope, I need to send this to my son. He needs some money for doing something. And so instead of having her teeth fixed, she'd send the money to her son, our son, and then she wouldn't have the money for her teeth. And so later, I'd say, well, how are your teeth? And she'd say, oh, I didn't have them fixed. What? Your teeth need to be fixed and you didn't have them fixed? What did you do? Well, I sent that money to my son because he needed them. And I said, well, that's fine and dandy. Now, I'm not giving you money that you can go give to somebody else. I'm giving you money that has a specific purpose. Well, you see, now, the moment I said something like that, I limited myself. The moment I said something like that, I cut myself right out of the flow, as though the money that I have is going to go to definite purposes, or as though the money that I give has to go wherever they say it's going to be used. Because if I ever have that in my attitude, I'm cutting myself off from the flow. I'm cutting myself off from the money that I have. And what a foolish thing to do. Live in the now. If you or I, if I decide to give someone money without any strings, but not alone, just give the money and do what you want with it, and I hold any reservations on that money, I haven't given the money. I still possess the money. I'm controlling the money. And you see, then there's no room for more to come. I have shut off the flow, and shutting off the flow is a terrible thing to do. Because when I shut off the flow, I no longer enjoy it. I no longer am happy. I don't like me. I'm not seeing everything in divine order because somebody didn't do something I felt they should do. And I'm not at peace. What a miserable thing to do to me. What a miserable thing for us to do to ourselves at any time to cut us out of the flow and cutting us out of peace and liking ourselves, cutting us out of divine order. Wow, what a masterful stroke of consciousness that is. You know, you can't do that just in a simple thing. You have to do that with all your heart and soul and being. Now, with all our heart and soul and being, with all my heart and soul and being, if I think I am independently wealthy and I share generously with all my world, and I love, they don't need it. I don't give them because they need it. And I don't give them because I put strings on it. I just share. And I share my smile, and I share my thoughts, and I share my dreams, and I share my attitudes with everybody. And I just let them know that they're wonderful, they're glorious, they're fantastic. And as I do this, the abundance in me just keeps growing and growing and growing. The abundance in me just keeps multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. And what a great experience that is. I live in the now, and I say these affirmations in the now. I live in the now, and I experience all that is in the now. And it is marvelous. It is wonderful. It is fantastic. It is in the now. Now, in this sharing, we have taken the first step in thinking about independent wealth. Now, in our next talk, we're going to take the second step. And that's a glorious step, too. The first step can stand by itself totally. You can use it totally, and it has no strings attached. And the second step is the same thing. It's an interesting direction to where we might want to go. So think on these things, and let this be the start of I am independently wealthy thinking. Have a lovely day, and See you later. I love you. I love you. I love you.